Welcome to INF 656. This is cybersecurity. Now, the ability to secure information within a modern enterprise, either large or small, is always challenging. Threats to the information are global, persistent, and increasingly sophisticated. Long gone are the days when managers could hope to secure the enterprise easily. Now, effective information security at an enterprise requires participation, planning, and practice, and you will learn all of those things in this course during this wonderful 8-week semester. My name is Robin Saunders, and I just wanted to give you a quick highlight of the syllabus for cybersecurity. But I also have to mention that you need to read the syllabus. It contains all kinds of information that I won't have time to talk about now. This is just a good overview and a highlight of coming attractions. First thing I want to do is welcome you to the class. Cybersecurity is one of my personal passions and is something that you can apply to just about any part of your life. As the Internet of Things continues to grow, cybersecurity is going to become even more important. I first wanted to start out with just a couple of items. First, there is one textbook for this class. It's called Principles of Information Security, and the 5th edition is absolutely fine. The book will be your basis for a lot of the content, and I will be supplementing it with discussions, video content, and some audio content throughout the course of the semester. For all of you that have never taken a course with me before, there are a few little quirks that you should know. First of all is that I expect that even though this is an online course, you will be participating. Remember, this is an accelerated course. It's only 8 weeks long, and we have an awful lot of information to discuss. So make sure that you're present in the online course. Make sure that you reach out to me if you have any questions or problems. I always welcome conversations with my students. The first thing I want to talk about are the discussion forums, and the discussion forums for online courses are awesome and also very, very important. Each week, I will be posting a question, and what your job is to answer that question using the content that you've learned that week or content that you know from some other source. It's a wonderful place to show me what you've learned and to get to know the other people, your other teammates that are in the class with you. Now, a couple of little housekeeping points is, first of all, your posting should be very thoughtful and thorough and really add to the discussion. And you need to make your initial posting by midnight on Tuesday evening at 11:59 p.m. Now, if you miss that Tuesday 11:59 p.m. deadline, I have you post by Tuesday because that gives all of your teammates adequate time to really look at your posting and to discuss it with you. It's very, very important. Now, if you do not post by Tuesday at 11:59, there's a big penalty, and I want to avoid this. You will only be able to get a maximum grade of 60%. Oops, that sounds horrible. Yeah, it is. But the problem is that particularly during the course of the summer when this course is answered, people need adequate time to respond to your postings, and each of you needs to respond to two other teammates at a minimum. Now, I expect that you're going to be so excited about the content that you probably will respond even more than that, but a minimum of two postings. So here are the guidelines. Post your initial discussion post by Tuesday night before 11:59 p.m., and then post your responses to minimum of two of your teammates before 11:59 p.m. on Sunday evenings. All of the modules close at the same time, so it can be predictable for you. I've constructed each module basically the same way so that it becomes predictable for you. I don't want you to have to figure out how to take this course or what I'm thinking. I want you to be able to plan ahead, to know what's going on, and to be able to comfortably know exactly what's expected of you every week. So each week will be basically the same. We will have a discussion post, and once again, make sure that your initial post is done by Tuesday evening at 11:59. You will be watching a short video to critique and review, and I actually give you a template for that particular review to really get you thinking critically about the field of cybersecurity. And then each week you will have a quiz. No, don't panic. This quiz is to let you know how much information you know. It's also used as a teaching tool for me, because you can take the quiz as many times as you want until you get it all right. Yep, I said it. You can take it as many times as you want until you get the information correct. And guess what? At that point, you've really learned it. The only two other things that I need to tell you about is that there'll be a midterm quiz, which will be covering the material from week 1 through week 4, and then a final quiz, which will be covering the material from week 5 to week 8. Easy peasy. I want the course to be as predictable as possible because I want you to concentrate on the very important information that we will be discussing and that we will be learning together. So reach out to me if you have any questions or comments. I'm only as far away as a text or a phone call, and you all have that when you look at the syllabus. Get excited about what you'll be learning, because what you're going to find is you'll be able to apply this right away to any sort of business or enterprise, and even put it as part of your personal portfolio. Oh, and one more thing. I forgot to mention that each of the modules, except the first week, which opens on a Monday, and the last week, which closes on a Saturday, will be open from Friday to Sunday, 10 whole days, so that if you work on weekends, you will be able to concentrate and get your work done. I found that to be pretty helpful for most of the students. So I'm excited, hope to see you soon, and next time, see you online.